the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. I'm Rob Cressy, and I'm super excited to be jamming with you. And joining me to jam about the Memorial Golf Tournament is Jeff Sherman, VP of Risk Management for the Superbook at the Westgate. You can follow him on Twitter at Golf Odds. Jeff, great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
We last talked back in May for the Tiger and Phil, Brady, Peyton Manning golf matchup or challenge that was out there. And fast forward to now, I'm curious to hear on your end, what are things like in Las Vegas right now?
Well, just trying to be as normal as we can. I mean, just everyone wearing masks and, you know, trying to live their lives and be productive. And, you know, we're getting back in the race and sports book where we have the physical location open now. It's not just app-based. So we're able to take counter wagers and some larger wagers too. And, you know, from a golf perspective, that's helped increase our handle where each week we're doing record handle on these for non-major tournaments. And that's what the expectation is this week with the Memorial too, is it's probably going to be a record handle for any non-major we've ever done.
Do you think that that is a trend that will continue, that we've never gone this long without really having consistent sports to bet on? But one of the beautiful things is now more people are betting golf and other sports, but we normally would not have done so. Do you think there'll be some percentage of that where we'll continue to bet on almost anything we can?
Yeah, I think we're going to have some new players into these markets going forward. And obviously when NHL, NBA, baseball get going, there will be some regression. But I think that some of these new customers and people that have new interest in this, it'll still lead to things will be higher than they would have been if it wasn't under these circumstances. Now, an example, we're doing South Korean and Japanese baseball, and we're going to continue to do that even when Major League Baseball returns, just because it looks like there should be a demand for that. And then as far as the golf goes, like I mentioned, I think there'll be a regression from what we're doing now, but overall it'll be handles that probably are twice what we're doing when other sports were going on and we didn't have these new players into these markets.
What will the sports book look like Thursday through Sunday while this tournament is going on? Will there be people there actively watching? Will there be some sort of uptick, or sort of take us into what you expect there?
Well, we get people in here watching, especially, you know, we've always been a soccer house, so we've had a decent crowds for the soccer, and the golf will be the same thing. Is, you know, especially when you look at this past Sunday, the last tournament, it took place on the same course, but they moved the tee times up because of weather, so we had to get it on a streaming version. We were able to put that out in the book, so a lot of people at home didn't have access to that or didn't want to do it through streaming on their computers, so we had people show up for that. I'm sure that people will be in the book watching it. You know, everyone that has to be on property has to wear a mask. So we take the health concerns very seriously. We should have ample people in the book watching this tournament.
All right. So now let's get to the Memorial. And the number one storyline is the return of Tiger Woods. And everyone who loves golf, we feel some sort of way about Tiger, whether you love him or hate him. I'm curious, what odds do you currently have him at to win the tournament?
We're sitting at 25-1, and so far it's been lukewarm reception at those odds. We've seen some more play in the propositions. I used him in a matchup against Hideki Matsuyama, and Matsuyama's seen some interest going from minus 125 up to minus 145. And I opened Tiger to make the cut minus $3, no plus 250. And we took some wagers on the no at plus 250. So we're currently yes minus 250, no plus 210. So right now in the individual matchup markets and prop markets, there's anti-Tiger sentiment. But I think by the time the tournament goes off on Thursday morning, the outright markets will have plenty of support for him at the 25-1 range.
So is there still some element of Tiger inflation because the public likes him, just in terms of like when you originally set this line?
you know, just with him coming off the layoff, not having played competitively since he had the exhibition, I wanted to go fair on him realistically against these other guys that have been playing for a month. So there's nothing short on what Tiger is. I think this is closer to what you'd see true odds on this type of course in this setting, just because he's had such a long layoff, and we need to do something to try to attract the money and not just put it like it's a major where you know that money's going to show up regardless. So you're seeing a little bit closer to what I think are the true odds this week on him.
If you want to bet Tiger Woods, what's the smartest way we can do it? Because I think there's mixed feelings on if he can win or not. It doesn't seem like it's the best bet, but a lot of us just want to root for Tiger and have some action. What would be the best way we could bet Tiger and still get some action?
I think something that would be competitive and give some leeway if you want to bet him and without having to have him win is something like the top 20, where you can get plus 140 on the yes for him to finish top 20. The no is minus 160. So he's an underdog to finish top 20, but you can have the ability to root for him that way, and you have 20 and possibly a few more positions to work with that way. You know, you don't have to do the outright. The matchups are a way to go. He's a dog in most of his matchups, but a top 20 position, that's becoming more and more common, and I think you're going to see that at more books on a weekly basis.
Do you think Tiger can win this tournament?
Can he? Yeah. Am I expecting him to? No. I think just the layoff, I would be very surprised if he did. You know, but he played excellent in the exhibition that we last saw him at. And if he strikes the ball that way on this type of course, he can definitely contend. But I would be very surprised if he did win, just because the field is so strong, led by DeChambeau, who's just running his top 10 streak. That's unbelievable. So, you know, you got McIlroy's return, Kepka's storyline about trying to make the FedEx playoffs, and he's gearing things up. DJ coming off a win, Justin Thomas narrowly missing out. So the field is so strong that I don't expect him just to walk on this course after a layoff and get out there with a win.
And I'm really excited because Tiger is paired with Rory and Brooks Koepka for the first two rounds. But you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. So let's talk about him for a second, because he seems to be the talk of golf right now. He's bombing it off the tee, seven straight top 10 finishes, including a win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Is he the favorite to win for you right now?
Yeah, I priced him as a favorite at 10-1, so I don't have anyone in single digits, but he starts out at 10-1 with Justin Thomas at 12-1 after the playoff loss last week. And DeChambeau's been the betting darling since we've returned, where he's commanding the most interest from a dollar standpoint, from a ticket standpoint. And he's already doing that this week, where he's right at the top of the board. And, you know, people want to get behind guys that are consistent. And with the run that he's been on, he's going to command that money. We've already seen a large adjustment in his major odds over the past few weeks, going from around 20-1 down to 10-1. So I have him in the upcoming three majors. He's a favorite for that. And I've got him similarly priced this week as a 10-1 favorite.
When someone like him is running this hot, what is the best way to bet for or against him? Because we're always looking for value, with golf being highly variable, but at the same time, there's a good element of consistency. How do you recommend the best way we sort of bet Bryson DeChambeau one way or another?
Yeah, I don't, you know, you're not getting too much value at in a field like this at the 10-1. So you might want to find him at like top 10, just like we mentioned Tiger top 20. You can get plus money on DeChambeau to finish top 10, which he's been doing lately. So, you know, he could go out there and perform the way he's been doing, but if he just doesn't come away with the win, you know, a few shots is such a good field. You have some leeway there. So something like that. So the things I'm talking about are closer to a pick'em price or some plus money on the sides that we just mentioned.
So there's a lot of golfers that are coming into this extremely hot. We already talked about Rory and Koepka and Bryson, and then you've got Tiger there, but there's also Justin Thomas. And it seems like there would be an opportunity for some other golfers that may not be the top five odds that are sort of flying a little bit more under the radar. I'm curious if there's anybody on your mind right now that we should be looking at.
Well, some of the ones that don't have the name behind them that are playing excellent golf, Webb Simpson, he's got a win earlier. Daniel Berger, same thing. Abraham Answer, These three golfers have been playing consistently at the top. They just don't have the name recognition that goes along with the shorter odds guys in less than 20-1 range. So those guys could really threaten this week. From my perspective, I'm looking a little bit deeper down the list. Joaquin Niemann, he's got an iron game that fits his course. Same with Billy Horschel. You can find him around 80-1. And I think those two guys can contend with some of the shorter odds golfers, but you get a nice price and just try to put them in a position on Sunday and see if they can come away with it.
With golfers like that, would you be more inclined to be betting matchups or potentially these top 10s or top 20s? That way you can get something from them doing well, even if they don't win.
Yeah, that's what I look for with that. And, I just threw a little bit on someone like Horschel, but I bet him against Sungjae Im as an underdog there. And so that's what I tend to look for, is just to find the matchup where there's a guy that I think can run, you know, top 20 position, play real well, and just beat that one other guy. So, I don't heavily invest in those longer shots like I would someone, you know, the price range I look for is between 20 and 30-1, where I think you can find some value, and that's where I target. But down the board, I'll bet a little bit on some of the longer shots, but I'll be more apt to involve them in matchups.
I love that, because you mentioned the value in this of the 20 to 30-1 range. So if I'm understanding this correctly, we should target those sort of golfers, then figure out ways to get action on them where we may not just be taking them to win, but whether it's in matchups or in these top 10, 20 finishes.
Sure. And an example of that this week, I would say, is what we saw last week with Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland. They played phenomenal on this course, but since it's on this course, transferring to this week, their odds are really slashed down, and we expect people to look to bet on them to have somewhat of a repeat performance. So those are guys I would not look to bet, because I think they don't offer any value at this point. But then you turn to someone like John Rahm, where you're finding 20 to 25, and he hasn't been playing that great, but his odds keep creeping up as a reflection of that. And in relation to that, he's much better than those two golfers, not playing as well, but from an odds value perspective, that's what I mean, is someone like Rahm at 20 to 25 might be worth a shot.
When you see some of the matchups of Bryson versus Justin Thomas or Rory, how should we quantify those things? Because as a sports fan, I love to have action on a large majority of things, and I would love to be able to watch this golf tournament and have action one way or another on some of these best golfers without necessarily having them take them to win, because the odds or the value isn't exactly the best. How should we look at the matchups between some of these best of the best? Does it even make sense to look at a Bryson versus Rory or Justin Thomas?
It's so difficult with that, because these guys they're priced so correctly, playing just nearly flawless golf. They're all right there, a shot or two difference between them. It's tough when you especially have to lay juice on each side. Now, the only way I would look at it is if you get something like +105, +10, and can take it from that perspective, because there's not that much of a difference between DeChambeau, even Cantley, Thomas, and McIlroy at this point.
A lot of times in these matchups, you're going to see -1.5 or +1.5. If we're going to be betting these, do you have a preference one way or another? So if all of a sudden you saw one of these golfers actually getting strokes, yet you are maybe laying -140 or something like that, what's your thought process on that?
Yeah, I've never been involved in that market myself. I wouldn't lay a stroke and a half, and at the same time, the +1.5, you end up laying the juice. I'd rather just bet it at the pick 'em price. So I've never gotten involved in that. And it's just a way to offer more wagering options. And, you know, I haven't heard too many people that I know that bet into golf that really get involved in that perspective. But, I just look more along the pick 'em price and use that concept.
Looking at props, what props do you guys have or what do you have out there?
Well, we used 10 individuals to make the cut, finish top 5, top 10, and top 20. So I try to target each week the popular golfers, the ones that are going to command interest. Obviously, Tiger this week, DeChambeau, McIlroy, the guys at the top, and then Morikawa and Hovland, who did well last week. And then just going a little bit deeper, I threw Phil Mickelson in there because he's been commanding money in the outright markets at 150-1 range, and he's just a popular polarizing golfer. So I put up, will he make the cut? Yes, minus 125. Some of the top five, top 10, 20s with him. So I just try to target the popular golfers that I know that when I put them up, we can definitely get some interest in.
As we end this here, is there any other nuggets that you want to share with us, whether it's players you like or players that you may be fading?
Well, it's like I mentioned, Neiman and Horschel for the longer shots. I think those guys just have a shot, and you know, I'm going to look for them in wherever I can find matchups in them. And the other interesting thing is, you know, we put up the winning score and we opened it at 270.5, 17.5 under par, which was two shots less than what we did last week. And we've taken quite a bit of sharp money over that and over 271.5. So the respected bettors out there think that the scoring conditions are going to be considerably more difficult this week than last week.
Jeff, really enjoyed jamming with you about golf. Where can everybody connect with you?
You can reach me on Twitter at Golf Odds, and you can see the odds that that we put up at the Westgate and Superbook USA on my website, golfodds.com.
And I want to hear from you. What action are you going to have on the Memorial? You can hit me up on Twitter at Rob Cressy. Make sure to use hashtag Sharp600 and be part of our community. And also make sure to tag at Covers. And you know what? When you lay some action down, what would be awesome is if you went to iTunes, threw us a rating and review, because when you show us love, we will show you love and give you a shout out on the show. And lastly, remember, you want to be a sharp, don't be a square with your bankroll, be disciplined with your money management. What's wrong with it? The Funkadelic Devil hit you with the rap level of 10. The 1, 2, 3, your pen. I get action. So everybody jump with your rump. If you like the way the sound pumps, pump it in your back trunk. And let loose with the juice when I do rock. I'm too hot. Some say I got more juice than Tupac.